Cuomo says the counties, all of them upstate, will be permitted to resume elective surgeries, but only if they can keep 30% of their hospital beds and ICU beds free in case the virus resurges.
When you cancel elective surgeries, hospitals feel a financial pinch because that's where they make their money, is on elective surgeries. So for areas that don't have a fear of a COVID surge, we're going to allow elective surgeries to begin. That's primarily in counties upstate. Again, counties where we're still worried about a surge in the COVID beds, we're not going to open it up to elective surgery until we know we're out of the woods on the COVID virus.
The governor also devoted several minutes to a critique of the U.S. Senate leader Mitch McConnell and other Republicans. McConnell has said that a federal bailout would amount to favoritism of blue states who have more infected people over red states. Cuomo calls that an ugly sentiment, and he says politics must be put aside in the crisis.
You have human suffering. You have people dying. You can't stop the politics. Even in this moment, when people are dying all across the country, you still want to play your politics? That's what this is about. And that's why it is so disturbing on a fundamental level.
The governor continues to argue that New York and other Democratic states pay more in taxes to the federal government than do red states, and that in proportion, Democratic states get less money back. And he says regular Americans are not as politically divided. Cuomo cites the example of tens of thousands of healthcare professionals from across the country who volunteered to come to New York to help care for COVID patients. Cuomo, who on Tuesday said the state fair might not be held this year, also cast doubt on the reopening of another New York summer tradition. He says the Saratoga racetrack might not be able to open, saying it would be difficult to practice social distancing, and it could only happen if neighboring states also decide to allow large gatherings. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.